You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Fan. We'll get to On the Come. We'll also get to Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. Getting to know Jay Southland Tow later on in the show. Somebody in the text line wants to know, does Jay Binkley know that they waived Bailey Zappe?
Is that official? Did they get rid of Bailey Zappe?
Apparently.
Yeah, no kidding. Also, shout out to what today is. Today is National Dog Day.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, yes, today is
August 26th, man. National Dog Day.
Adopt.
Awesome. Don't shop.
Absolutely.
My dog yesterday, I was sitting outside, decides she's not a lap dog. You guys know she's pretty.
Bull crap. She's not a lap dog.
She
Every
is.
Time I've been over there, she's on my lap.
I know, but she's not like she's not a small
she's
dog.
She's 80 pounds.
Yeah, she's 80 pounds.
yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and she got on top of me yesterday as I'm sitting in the chair.
It's a great photo.
It was just enjoyable. Like, you know, you have those moments in the day, like they know when you need the hug the most. And she came and she just got on my lap and like I could have sat there probably for 5 hours. She was not moving yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had to go get the kids after school and do that kind of stuff. So I had to leave. I'm like, we can't do this all afternoon as much as I would like to sit here. But I mean, she just gets right up there and just plops herself right on top. It's 80 pounds sitting on you. Like, my God.
Well, we took that photo. What was it? Was it Mother's Day weekend? We went over there on Saturday.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
She had to be right front and center, man.
Yeah. Of course.
It's all about her.
She's great.
Somebody says, thanks to you guys. I had to go to Quick Trip and get biscuits and gravy because of you all.
Oh, good.
And then I've heard Quick Trip or Casey's has really good ones. So the battle continues. Quick Trip, Casey's, the new border war.
Yeah, nobody beats the Casey's breakfast pizza though. You're going to have to come out with something so unbelievably over the top to beat that Casey's breakfast pizza.
For sure. But yeah, National Dog Day. Adopt, don't shop, please. That's my advice.
100%.
And also,
make sure you have your pets spayed or neutered.
Yeah, that's Bob Barker for you. Go home, give them a hug, give them a treat, have them shake, roll over, talk, piss in the yard, whatever you want to do to have fun with your dog today. Because I know I love dogs. I mean, come on, man. Speaking of a dog, Royals need a dog outside of Vinny Pasquantino and Bobby Wood Jr. to step up. Last night's game looked fatigued, looked like it was. And I'm not going to get on this whole boomer take of like, well, the fish draft.
I know. I'm not either. It was like, just funny to see the text. Like, but that is a boomer take.
Hope that draft was fun. Did you want him to sit on the flight the entire time in silence and just watch pitching from Chicago?
Well, that's what sport. There's a grouping of sports fans, Dusty, and I think you probably realize this over the 10 years you've been here, that think Like, it really dates back for me, and it goes back to Jeff Schwartz, not Mitchell Schwartz. Jeff Schwartz, and it was the bye week, and he was leaving to go on vacation for the bye week. And there was the tweet, somebody quote tweeted and said, "I better bring in your playbook." You know, so you have that sports fan out there that thinks that these guys are supposed to be working on their craft 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Are you doing that, Charlie? Like, are you out there 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, working on your craft? Because if you're not, sit back down. These guys do not need to be working on their craft. They need a break. And so when I walked in this morning and saw, must have been one hell of a fantasy draft last night, I'm like, oh, God. Really? That's what you that's the card that you're playing, Boom?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They just all seem like John Voight from Varsity Blues when they go to the strip club. I hope last night was fun.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Was it effing fun? And
could be a facetious text too. Could be, you know. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's post game show with Vern. I take those as like those are the diehards, right? Those are the guys that like literally their day is ruined because the Royals lost last night, right? Like their day had just been crushed because a baseball team lost a baseball game of 162. They are done. They're over it. Their day is ruined. And they're going to blame the fantasy draft on it. They're not focused on the game. They're drafting fantasy football players. Sit down, Boomer!
Yeah, maybe they should be when there's only 30 games left. Nope, I didn't say that take. I didn't say that. I don't know what's going on there. But again, I just think that, like, they're on a flight from Kansas City to Chicago. It's not that long.
Detroit to Chicago. It's actually a flight back in time.
And yeah.
It's here because it's not even an hour in the time zone. It's cool.
And I mean, they're on a flight. They're having a fantasy draft. For me, I want the team right now to be unified together instead of, you know, trying to think too much. Because last night looked like they were thinking too much. They were at the plate. They didn't have any sort of hitting. Two hits. Bobby Witt Jr., congratulations. 14-game hitting streak extended, I believe. Now it's 15 games. Is that right? Or now it's 14 games. Either way, Bobby Witt Jr. is doing his thing. Vinny Pasquantino is doing his thing. But right now what we are seeing in the season is that we're seeing a little bit of fatigue from the pitching. Like I said earlier, in the last six games, they're 2-4, and they give up an average of 6 runs a game. In their last 10, they've given up 4.5 runs a game. And it's kind of bad right now that that thing that got you to be in the hunt is now dissipating. And the thing that was not there that was keeping you away from the hunt is now showing up. Now, last night was a total loss. It was a goose egg on the board. Nobody could buy a hit. And Noah Cameron was cooked after the first inning or the second inning. And then they hit back-to-back home runs later in the game. And at that point, you're like, yeah, all right, let's turn on Hard Knocks and just kind of, you know, fall away into the sleep. But the one thing that I will say is that they are running out of losses. Because you play Chicago for two more, you have an off day on Thursday, and then you have three against Detroit in your own ballpark. To me personally, you know, you now in your next six games, since that seems to be the number, in your next six games, you have to win four. You got to win the next two against Chicago, and you can only afford to lose one against Detroit. And Detroit's the big bad dude in the Central. I'm sorry it seems that way, but now the microscope has zoomed in more and more and more because you are running out of losses. You are running out of time, and to get to that point, you're now four games out of the wild card. You do have three against Seattle coming up. You have some games that maybe you can kind of move up, but the more you obviously move out, like Cleveland's doing a hell of a job to say we're out of this.
They're telling their fans we're done, we're out of it. Focus on the Browns.
Right, and you know, the Rangers are 5.5. I think Cleveland's like 6. You're 4, and Seattle held on last night, and you want to keep that number below 3 so that way when you do play the Mariners, you can jump them playing them head-to-head. It's very tough to jump teams that you only gain a half game of because you're not playing them. If you can get into that Seattle series and be 1, 2, 2.5 games out, you can take a massive swing in the standings. But if you get to that series and you're 4.5 out, you can't gain any full ground above them because you just don't have the games to do it. That's why they're running out of losses.
Yeah, they are. They're running out of losses big time. I mean, they were two games back, right, 2 days ago, and now they're back to where they were a week ago, where they were for the last, like, 3 weeks. Remember when I said last week, God, it seems like they've been four games out for a century right now. Well, now that's where they are. They're back to four games out, and essentially in the last 3 weeks, they've had zero movement whatsoever in the standings, and that's why we're sitting in this situation right now, right? That's why we're here, because they win a couple of games, but then they fall back. I was talking to my friend Jim last night. He always has a really good perspective on what he thinks needs to happen with baseball. He'll text me like all these scenarios, and he's like, I think they got to sweep the White Sox. They've got to take 2 out of 3 from the Tigers, and we're kind of working ourselves through that scenario. He goes, you know what I just want? He goes, why can't we just win 5-7 in a row? And that's the one thing that's really been lacking with the Royals this year. We've not had that 5-7 game winning streak like we see, you know, like the Cleveland team did a couple of weeks ago. They won like 7 or 8 in a row, and then Texas had a big winning streak, and the Detroit's had big, like, we have not had that big winning streak where we've stacked together those wins. And I think what we saw last night, and Mac, you probably agree with this because your take yesterday with this team being basically the Pittsburgh Steelers of Major League Baseball, and that's beating the teams that are below you and even with you, and then losing to the teams that are above you. I think last night's loss to the Chicago White Sox is that game that every fan that's kind of been on the fence looks at and goes, see, this is why I wasn't fully ready to buy in. Because if you are truly a playoff team, you don't take a 7-0 stinker like that to the Chicago White Sox. Even though the White Sox are a much better team than they were a year ago, they're a better team than they were, you're supposed to be a better team than them. And as you're coming down the stretch of the season, I don't want to use the term gimme games because it's Major League Baseball, it's professional sports, there are no gimme games. But when you're playing a team against the White Sox that for all intents and purposes is eliminated and you're still playing for your playoff lives, and you go out there and you look like a turtle that fell over on a shell and your legs are kicking around, wasn't a good look last night for the Royals.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I think there's certain people that are prying on the Royals to lose. I just, from the attitude that I get around Twitter, from the attitude I get on the text line.
Can I jump in just 1 second for that? Because I was listening to WFAN yesterday, and one of the hosts said, there are people out there that would rather be right about their take than see their team win. And that's where I get with the Royals right now, and have for a while with the Royals.
Right. They dropped that one to Chicago last night. There's a lot of people tweeting at me or at the station, like, why do you think this team's a playoff team? We're talking about the local baseball team that's still in the hunt.
Yeah.
Not one of us has said this is a playoff team. They're making the playoffs. Maybe we said it earlier, like maybe we said it like a week. They just went 8-2 in 10 games. Yes, they didn't beat a dominant team like Detroit for 3 games. They went 8-2. They're 4 games out. It's August 26th. What more do you want?
Yeah, this is what we've wanted.
And I think it's funny when people are like, oh, well, you know, you say this, say that, this team sucks, not going to be the playoffs. You are now 2 years in a row, because I'll use the argument of people in the past that say this team's only had 4 solid years of baseball in their history. Well, if that's the case, you've had back-to-back years where 1 year they were a playoff team, lost the Yankees in the DS, and now this year they're in the hunt to be a playoff team at the end of the season. We are still not to September. We have still not played Seattle. There are still games on the table, and yet you have a fighting chance. No one here is saying they are solidified for sure, 100% a playoff team, but you are relevant in the world of baseball, which is dominated by New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, those types of teams, and yet you get mad at us for talking about a team that's in the hunt. So I don't understand like what you want. If you want to be miserable, go. I'll give you the numbers of all these miserable asshats that are on the text line, and y'all can go root on the Mets and the Yankees and the Philadelphia Phillies and all those people. That's fine. But your baseball team in your local city is competitive, and they are competing whether you like it or not. Yes, last night's game sucked. I will give you all the credit in the world, but that loss last night did not solidify the answer of they're done or they're going to make it. It just is a bad look of a game. If they go win 2 out of 3 against Chicago and win 2 out of 3 against Detroit, and then you get to play Seattle in a couple weeks, then what? Are you going to just go watch Bailey Zappi highlights?
But he was cut.
It doesn't matter. It's not the point. It doesn't matter what they want. Some people just love to be miserable. And if that's you, then turn it off. The radio, I mean. But I bet you, you're still that person who goes, put it on channel 59, the Royals are getting ready to start. Kiss my ass. Just, it's annoying. Like, you wanted a good product. First off, you wanted John Sherman to prove to you that he cared about this team. He did that. Then it's not good enough. Then it's, well, we want to be competitive. This is the definition of competitive.
But you're also responding to the few people on the text line. I mean,
their voice matters as well.
Yeah, but does it though? I mean, there are certain people that are just chronic complainers, man.
And that's fine.
And a lot of that is like, I can't get caught up in what people on the text line are saying. You walk around, you talk to people, they go, man, that was a tough one last night. They've moved on with their day. They're like, hey, it's still been a fun season. I like talking to the guys all the time at the J about the baseball team. It's like in-depth baseball conversation. And one of the topics we kind of talked about yesterday was I just don't think baseball or sports fans today really understand how to be a baseball fan, because every day there's a game, and every day you don't have to react to a baseball game. You don't have to have a high. You don't have to have a low. You don't have to, you know, figure out why they lost, how they lost. Sometimes games just happen and they lose and the other team just got the best of you that day. Football, every game seemingly does matter because there's only one game a week. The beauty of baseball is you laid an egg last night, a really big egg last night. Doesn't mean you're going to lay an egg today. Doesn't mean you can't go out there and win 7-0 and you can't have Michael Lorenzen hold down the Chicago White Sox to two hits like the White Sox did to you last night. That's how baseball is. You lost a game. So what? Now the games are getting fewer and far between, but it's still no reason to sit there and think the world is ending because of one loss. Bad loss, but now you have the opportunity to rebound. And then you take 2 out of 3 from the White Sox and have an off day, and you're feeling really good about coming back to face the Detroit Tigers here at Kauffman Stadium. So that's what it is about baseball. It's an up and down roller coaster ride, and we've never really been on one of those. And, you know, part of our conversation yesterday with some of the guys was like, we've never really been in a season like this before. It's either been eliminated by July 4th or going to the World Series for the most part, right? We haven't really truly been in a, oh my God, we've got to win down the stretch to get in. We're not used to something like this. And so people look at it like they're watching football. And when a team loses a game, they think it's over. It's not over at all. Baseball, every 10 games you look at, every 10 games is how you start to judge a baseball team. And the Royals are playing baseball basically like every other team plays baseball. Win a couple, lose a couple, win a couple, lose a couple. It's the mundane nature of the sport. I mean, to get worked up and think the season's over because of a loss or think they're going to the World Series because of a win is ridiculous. And you'll kill yourself, you know, watching a baseball season that way.
I think it's the same people that are like, you know, man, I'd love for the Chiefs to play on Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. Now they play in 6 of those games. Like, I hate the Chiefs because they play so late.
That's right, yeah.
Wish they'd play more noon games. You just can't win with some people. And I just think that the one thing about the Royals, and I know there's a lot of people in the text line that are like, you know, keep up the intensity, you know, whatever. We don't care what these people have to say, because those people just want to be right. Like Bob said, they just want to be like, see, and I know it's going to happen if they miss the playoffs. The same number that continues to be a troll and continues to be a hater told you they weren't a playoff team.
Okay, so what if they finish above 500, though, and they don't make the playoffs? They're still an above 500 team. And where we were and where we are right now, guys, remember that. 2 years ago, this was a 106 loss ball club. And now we're talking about 2 back-to-back years where this team is challenging for a playoff berth. That's fun.
You asked for a product on the field to be competitive. You've gotten that. You've been a playoff team last year. This year, you're fighting for a chance and are still competing for a playoff spot. It is August 26th.
Mm-hmm.
How many times? Did the minute Mahomes in a yellow jersey throw a practice ball to somebody that wasn't going to make the roster, but it looked cool, and everybody wanted to lose their minds over it. So enjoy the ride. Just enjoy it. It's fine. If they're not a playoff team, guess what? You've got the greatest football team in the world to lean on. And I think that's part of the problem, too. I think the Chiefs going to every single AFC championship game and every single Super Bowl, it seems like, has put this pressure that doesn't exist on the Kansas City Royals.
Well, I think also the Royals go to the World Series and back-to-back. I think that's why John Sherman said that. I just want to see a wild card team. Like, lower the expectations a little bit. Just because it doesn't have to be World Series or 100 losses or Super Bowl and below 500. There is that middle ground where most teams reside. And that's the way we've been very spoiled with our teams over the last 10 years, right? The Royals spoiled the hell out of us in 14 and 15. And then the Chiefs go, hold my beer, we'll spoil you even more. So as sports fans over the last decade, we went from a city that didn't understand what the playoffs were, couldn't spell playoffs, to a city now that expects championship game every single year our teams are around. And That's just not possible. That's just not the case. It's just not how it works. And having a season like this, my God, this is fun. Every morning, the first thing I do, I wake up, I look at the standings. I haven't done that since 2016.
I will say, in the football side of things, there's probably people in Cleveland that are split on the decision of what's going on with Shedeur Sanders. Guy was drafted in the fifth round. Joe Flacco was named the starter.
Right.
The backup is probably going to be Dylan Gabriel. And then Shedeur Sanders. Why are we thinking that Cleveland is trying to make him fail?
Because people are stupid.
Is that a fake narrative? Am I missing something here? Are they telling the offensive line to whiff the blocks? Are they telling you're playing with third string guys that are probably going to get cut?
And they were all cut. Yeah,
that's what happens. Like when you're in that position. Like I said earlier, they didn't put Bailey Zappi with the ones.
No.
They didn't put,
it's not fair to the other ones to put Bailey Zappi out there.
Right. And so I think it's crazy tonight that we're creating this, we've started to do this in the media, and I don't understand it. We've seen it with the WNBA. We've seen it with other things as well. And we're getting to this point now where it's like, what are we doing? Like, I mean, I just don't get the narrative with Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I'm not sure I get the narrative either. And look, people are rolling the narrative out there that Kevin Stefanski is setting him up to fail, to prove that they never should have drafted him or whatever the case may be. That's Todd Haley levels of kind of cuckoo-ness. You know, Todd Haley grew the beard to piss off the organization to look like the homeless guy on the sidelines, right? That made the organization mad with the way his appearance was. It wasn't representative of what the Chiefs wanted, right? And that was just one of the minor things that Todd Haley did. Mm-hmm. I don't think Todd Haley ever got to that level where he was doing stuff like people are accusing Kevin Stefanski of doing. Like, I think it's ridiculous to think that they're setting Shedeur Sanders up for failure out there. And I think it's ridiculous that narrative is being pushed by a lot of former athletes right now in the NFL. I don't think they're pushing any sort of narrative with Shedeur Sanders of trying to make him fail. They played him with the third string because he was the third string quarterback, and we saw what happened. The line wasn't good. Shedeur wasn't any better.
He was a QB who went one game over 500 in college at a whatever school, at whatever program, and played one bowl game, and he's a fifth-round draft pick, and he's the number one story in sports. Oh, yeah, this is why no one wanted to be a part of him. Yeah, this is why no one wanted to touch him with a 10-foot pole and a draft pick. Not only is he not as talented as everyone has revered him to be over the last few months, he's a headache, and it's not even his fault. This isn't
right,
his fault.
Right, it's not his fault at all.
The stuff, him showing up, playing his music, playing song, parking his Ferrari in two parking spots, speeding in four, like that's all his fault. And those are all things that we could discuss and have, but no, dude, this guy, it's too much of a headache for what it's worth. And also, like, we talk about Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel looked good. Like, that's also part of this discussion. Dylan Gabriel has looked good given his opportunities. And yeah, they're with some better players, more talented players. Well, he did that in practice to earn those reps there too, man. So I'm sick of this, and I hope this stops.
Well, if you really want to throw up, go watch RG3 break it down with his wife on the couch.
His new haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Mahomes haircut.
So we look at Shedeur. There's one play that Shedeur Sanders had that I'm like, that's on you. The line was breaking down. He could have ran and tucked it for about 15 yards.
Yes.
Instead, he pulled it back down, ran backwards, then tried to run forward. He made a nice pass. The guy dropped. It was a little back shoulder.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
But I'm like, if he would have just tucked it and ran and had football IQ on that, he picks up a first down and that drive keeps going. Instead, he throws an incomplete pass, and then that was the first of many very bad plays. Like, he didn't get the best opportunities, but he also didn't take advantage of those opportunities. 100%. You know, that's what it's all about. I mean, that's this new generation now where, well, it's your fault, not mine. There were plays that he left unmade out there on the field on Saturday, right? We can blame the offensive line all we want, but there were plays that were left unmade by Shedeur Sanders. What's happening in this situation and what I'm seeing in this situation, Tim Tebow, for whatever reason, was in my timeline a lot yesterday, I guess because we're getting ready to start college football. This is what this is going to be like. They talked about Tim Tebow on ESPN as a backup quarterback every single day.
That
there was a
exhausting
drop where we had like 2 minutes of them saying Tebow, 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 Tebow. Somebody put that together, like 2 minutes of all this Tebow conversation. And that guy wasn't playing. He was not playing at all for anybody. He was a backup quarterback in the NFL, and they spent every day talking about Tim Tebow.
That's at least a Heisman-winning guy, won a championship or went to a championship.
But it's also a very
won a championship.
Two championships.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He won two championships in college. So he's a guy that obviously had that cachet coming out. But also, he was not worthy about being talked about constantly on ESPN. But that's where we're headed, in my opinion, right now with this Shedeur Sanders stuff. It is going to be a situation where every day people are talking about Shedeur Sanders because he's a buzzword right now. People click, people view, people watch, just like Tim Tebow was back in the day. But giving all of this airtime and this conversation that everybody is going to be giving to Shedeur Sanders for a third string quarterback is mind-boggling.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
The link to me. He did nothing to win the second job, nor the number one job, quite frankly. Had a great, fun first game. I'm glad he's on the team. But there were opportunities that he left on the field unmade that he needs to go back and look at. I go, probably was on me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? He's on the team. He's on the right. He can still do that. This isn't over. Like, people are acting like, all right, well, he's never playing in the NFL again. Thanks, Stefanski. You screwed him over. Wow, way to go. You hate him. Dude, he's on the team.
Right.
He's going to be practicing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.